our provision and our protection. And we'll be, till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with gold. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Terry L. Cook, who certainly has been in the military and been in the police force, and certainly has been in this ministry and this effort to educate the American people for at least 20 years, and he's doing a great job. And he's kind enough to come on with us this evening on short notice as we discuss what's really going on behind the scenes. Now, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the media in America is controlled by six major corporations. Now, that is, of course, AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom, Disney, Comcast, and Murdoch, and Murdoch controls both the London Times and the Wall Street Journal. Then you think when you read the Wall Street Journal, you're reading something conservative. You're reading what the establishment wants you to read and wants you to believe. And unfortunately, the average American has little idea what's really going on. His educational system has been thwarted. And suddenly, the things that he reads and writes, that he actually sees on television and hears on radio, are altered to alter and control his reality. Well, this is why I do what I do 5 hours a day of 5 days a week, and certainly why Terry is with us this evening, is we're going to be talking about what's really going on behind the scenes. Because as you look at and see what's happening to the stock market, my goodness, the stock market is up over, is doing amazingly well. But of course, is it really doing amazingly well? Why is it doing amazingly well? There's no relationship between the earnings, certainly, and the price of the stocks. They're all manipulated. In fact, most of what you think you know about the stock market and investing is manipulated. And I really fear in the coming crash, and there is going to be coming a crush in the stock market and in our economy, the vast majority of the people in this country are going to get wiped out economically. But with that as a background, Terry, you pick up the story and tell us your thoughts and your concerns about what's going on in the world today.
Thank you, Stan. You just about covered it. That's a quick summary of just about everything that people need to think about. And my goal at this juncture is, people say, gee, Terry, we only have another few months of Obama before he's elected out. Now, Stan, I don't think there's going to be another election. I think that we'll be under martial law by then due to a number of unfortunate circumstances, some of which you just mentioned, stock market crash and so forth. This next stock market crash, of course, will be unlike anything else that's ever happened economically to the world, because it will bring down the old economic order. that soon will be replaced with a new world economic order in preparation for the Antichrist to come to power and take economic and political and religious control of the entire world. You see, there are three phases to this coming satanic new world order that everybody's talking about now. I mean, Putin said it last week. Obama said it in a speech to the Air Force. They're all talking about it because they're all puppets of the people you mentioned earlier, Stan. They're the Brotherhood of Darkness. They many times are not themselves the Brotherhood of Darkness, but they certainly are puppets for the Brotherhood of Darkness. And so we're living in the end times, ladies and gentlemen. There's never been a generation like ours. We're going to get into that when we turn from the break, because Jesus gave us in Matthew 24 very specific signs to watch for that would indicate what generation would not pass away before the end would happen. And
hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Terry L. Cook. And basically, Terry is simply pointing out that you cannot understand what's really going on in the world today unless you look at it from a spiritual point of view. Now, basically, there are two major points of view. One is to the fact that certainly America is having economic problems. Certainly, there are certainly political problems. Certainly, Obama is doing a poor job. And then, of course, there's the other point of view, and that is that we were involved in a spiritual battle that's being played out in a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. Now, certainly there's no crossing over between them, and most people, the vast majority of the people out there, do not understand the spiritual component of what's going on, so they see the things unfolding. They're waiting for the cycle to turn, to things to get better again, so that we can get back to the good way that it used to be, to bring the jobs from overseas that have gone overseas back to the United States, certainly to bring a lot of the income that has been shifted to other countries back to the United States. And but they honestly believe this is going to happen. Whereas, of course, what Terry is pointing out as we read the scriptures, they tell us that we're moving into terrible, terrible times. Terry, you pick up the story.
Yes, indeed. And there will be much deception. This is just the beginning of that era of deception that 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 speaks of, Stan, and also Matthew 24. Has a couple of verses in that regard, but 2 Thessalonians 2 covers it quite succinctly in a chapter, and so I suggest that people dust off the old King James Bible, get it off the shelf, and take a peek at it, because your life is going to revolve around that chapter as well as Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13.
Why don't you tell us what is in those chapters? Because a lot of our listeners, even those who are good, certainly fundamentalist Christians, may not have that right at their fingertips.
Well, 2 Thessalonians 2 talks about the unparalleled deception of the end times. In other words, the generation in which we're now living. And it says essentially that the deception will be so grand on an unparalleled scale, Dr. Stan, that no one except the elect won't be deceived. Okay, and then since people don't really want to trust in God's word, they don't really want to know him or know it, the word, which allows you to know him, because the word is God. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh in Jesus Christ, our Savior. So the bottom line is 2 Thessalonians 2 says that God will get fed up with people during this final generation in which we're living. And he'll actually allow them to be so incredibly deceived, they'll know not any of the truth of him. And once they have arrived or achieved that level of misunderstanding and deception, he will actually wash his hands of them like Pilate did with Christ just before the crucifixion. But God, in a different sense, though, he will wash his hands, you know. He knows all. He knows everything. He knows what we're thinking in advance. Jesus gave us the samples of that. He wasn't a mind reader. He just invented our mind. He knows what we're going to think before we think it. He knows who was appointed to come to Jesus Christ and get saved before we entered our mother's womb. Scripture says that. So God knows everything. And he also knows that in the last days, this generation of the last days, that it'll be similar to other times like Noah's Ark and Sodom and Gomorrah and on and on and on. We're going to share a little bit of that in Matthew 24, and hopefully we'll be able to get through much of it or most of it during this hour. But that's where we are. And so in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it says that deception would be so grand that if it were possible, even the very elect, meaning the saved, born-again Christian, even the very elect would be deceived. And so God will wash his hands of people that really just don't care, don't want to know. And then it says in 2 Thessalonians 2, without opening up the chapter and reading it verse for verse and word for word, it says God will actually cause them to be deceived. He'll let them go to the point where they're basically numbskull. You know, we've all heard that expression for many generations. You're a numbskull, meaning you're just brainless. You got a brain, but it's just not working, and you're not letting it work for you. So God will actually let people go to the point where they're stupid and decadent. And then he will actually cause them to be deceived because he's washed his hand and he's given up on them. So read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, folks, because we are there. We are truly there. And if it were possible, indeed, if it were possible, even the very elect born-again Christians like us, and most of you in this listening audience, you're born again, you're saved. That's why you listen to Stan every day. You're not the sheeple in the crowd on the street who think we're crazy. And pretty soon they're going to actually label us crazy and start putting us in nut houses. I am not joking. That's the communist plan. Anybody who disagrees with communism, which is Satanism in disguise, and I've written a book on that, okay, communism is really Satanism in disguise. So anybody who disagrees with Satan regarding his coming New World Order will be deemed to be mentally ill. That's where it's going. You can see it coming if your eyes are open. And you will be placed in a nut house. Those will be the good days that you're placed in a nut house. And most of the time, you'll probably be just shot.
Well, no, Terry, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get copies of your books? Because Terry's written, well, how many books is it, 18?
Oh, something? Yeah, something like that, 17 or 18. I don't know, over 20 years, Stan.
Okay, but basically, how can people get your books?
I averaged about one a year there for a while, Stan. And right now, the easiest way to get them is just go to Google and put in Terry L. Cook books. I haven't written any cookbooks. But they are Cook's books. But things are heating up. So I'm telling you, we're all about to go into the fire here to make it punny. And it isn't funny, but I got to, you know, inject a little bit of levity here. But they can just Google my name. Go to Google and Terry L. Cook, and they can watch all my free videos online at YouTube and everything. But if they want to buy my book, go to Amazon.com, click on the books section, Dr. Stan, Amazon.com's books section, and put in my name, Terry L. Cook, and a whole list of books, about three pages. Just go through all of them. I've covered, I think, just about every topic that's important to know during these final months of the United States. I'm not saying final years anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, we are down to the wire. And Obama is a revolutionary communist, Islamic Brotherhood person, and also pro-gay. I don't think I can recall any time in American history where the White House has actually had a pro-gay webpage, and your president has one. So every demon in the world is in that man. And I've written,
but because he is simply a manifestation of the evil people who put him in there. In other words, he was put into that office by people, of course, who agree with him, who agree with his pro-gay, who agree with his communist, who agree with his Muslim philosophy,
yeah,
and understand that he would not be there for one minute if it weren't that they want him there. And who are they? Well, that's the Brotherhood of Darkness. But go right ahead.
That's correct. The Brotherhood of Darkness put him there. And this is why Henry Kissinger, the first time around, before Obama took office the first time around, Henry Kissinger announced to the world at Wall Street during an interview right after the so-called election, which was really an appointment, a controlled, skewed appointment to bring Obama to power. This guy came out from nowhere, and all of his dastardly background and everything he's done in the past was essentially sealed and covered up by the six corporations that you mentioned earlier that control the news, controlled by Murdoch, who's a Committee of 300 member, and so on and so on. So we are living in total mind control. We are living in total times of deception. Obama was planted there to destroy America. In fact, one of my books covers 300 pages of that, called Obama's Nation is Now a Communist Abomination. So, folks, if you really want to know, many men, many fine Christian conservatives have written several books about Obama and his background and so forth, and I took a lot of their fine research and tried to condense it in my book called Obama's Nation. But if you really want to know who this guy is, get my book. Go to Amazon.com. Click on the books section and put in Terry L. Cook, or just Google Terry L. Cook book, Obama's Nation. If you really want to understand that guy and realize that he was programmed and educated for more than 20 years to do exactly what he's doing to America right now, and that's destroy it and bring it into the communist fold. And that's happening very, very quickly. We are in the final stage of the perestroika deception, as written by Anatoly Golitsyn, a former colonel who was in the KGB planning force in Russia. And he defected. He was one of the few real defectors. The rest of them are kind of propaganda plants. But this guy wrote a book, and it's nearly impossible to find now. I don't know if the man is still alive, but I know his editor, Christopher Story, died a few years ago. Christopher was a British man in London, and I spoke with him once and wrote him a few letters, a very fine man. And he spent his entire life trying to wake everyone in the world up about communism being Satanism and how its plan was to bring forth a new world order and destroy America. And it's quite detailed and quite scary and quite bloody. Regarding that book, The Perestroika Deception, if you want to get that book, try to find it on the Internet. The Perestroika Deception by Golitsyn is one of the most incredible books you'll ever read. It's difficult to read, but it's fabulous.
And ladies and gentlemen, we must understand that there are certainly these supernatural forces working behind the scenes, and they've been directing us towards the time that is unfolding right now. Can you explain to me why Hamas would continue lobbing missiles into Israel, knowing full well Israel is going to respond? I mean, the thing to do would be to stop lobbing the missiles. It's all orchestrated, ladies and gentlemen. It's all orchestrated.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, Call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Terry Cook, and he's simply talking about the political process. You know, certainly when Lyndon Johnson went back to Congress in the 1950s, he had to borrow money for transportation. He was that poor after the election. Now, when he left Washington, D.C., he was one of the richest men in Texas. And suddenly, when the city, Bill Clinton, had left the White House, why, he was penniless, he'd been involved in a lot of lawsuits. He's made over $100 million since he left Congress. Do you honestly think that's given because he's such a brilliant individual? No. It's in return for services rendered. And until the American people understand we have the finest politicians money could buy, well, I guess nothing is going to change. But behind them, of course, are powerful little groups, the subversive group. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. Doesn't matter what you call them. They control both political parties. They make mockery of our electoral process. And the average individual doesn't even want to think about it. They just want to be left alone and be free. I wish that was the case. Go right ahead, Terry.
Indeed, that's the situation. It's growing worse each day. So much so, Doctor, that the masses and many patriot groups call the masses sheep people, or sheeple for short. And I must say that that particular circumstance certainly fulfills 2 Thessalonians 2 that we talked about earlier regarding the deception. And there is just so much stress coming at us from all angles, mainly conveyed to us via the media and all the garbage. Michael Savage, a conservative radio show host, he calls Hollywood a sewer pipe. And I don't agree with everything Dr. Savage says, but in that case, he's absolutely correct. He's not saved. He's not born again. When the Patriot Act passed right after 9/11 happened, he endorsed it so wholeheartedly, I couldn't believe him. I couldn't believe that he was a conservative in endorsing the passing of the Patriot Act and said, we need it, we need it, we got to have it. And what that did is essentially consolidate all military and police forces nationwide into something the Constitution warned us about and tried to prevent. It's all over now. It's all over but the shouting, and the shouting's about to begin. Homeland Security has bought 1.8 billion rounds of ammunition, and there are only 300 million Americans to kill with all that ammo. So what are they going to do with all that? So Homeland Security came from Adolf Hitler, Fatherland Security. So it's basically a rerun, and they had to, of course, do a 9/11 on us so we would need it. And then a few conservative talk show hosts like Michael Savage said, yes, we absolutely need it, get behind it. And then I even heard a few so-called Christian conservative preachers get behind the Patriot Act, which is what we now have is turned America into a police state. And that's what 9/11 did. It basically eliminated the Constitution, made everybody think they needed a police state in order to make them more secure, and passed Homeland Security, which is actually Homeland Insecurity. And by the way, Dr. Stan, I've written a book by that title, Homeland Insecurity. So, folks, you may want to go to the internet and put in Terry L. Cook, Homeland Insecurity book.
Okay, and if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment for Terry, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, if you have a question or comment, but basically everything he's saying is absolutely right. All you need to do, certainly, is watch, certainly, the building number 7 come down on September 11th, 2001. It's a controlled demolition. Watch Building 7 come down. See how the center of the roof caves in as they take out the central support so the walls will fall in. And then, of course, certainly if you haven't seen the DVDs by Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, you need to get them. There's no question. Building 7 was a controlled demolition, and after you've watched that, then watch the Twin Towers come down, and you'll see how they were a controlled demolition. The tops of the building simply dissolved, and then the bases of the building simply dissolved beneath them. And ladies and gentlemen, they killed those 3,000 people, or almost 3,000 people that day, because they wanted an excuse for the Patriot Act. And the fact that so many people actually supported it, people who we thought were on our side, and it could very well be, well, I think a lot of people were very gullible. I wouldn't be critical of the people who accepted what they thought they saw. But ladies and gentlemen, if you look at Building 7 come down, you can get it on the internet, and you'll see how suddenly the center of the roof caves in, and then, of course, the base of the building goes. A controlled demolition, and just suddenly they kill those people. They want an excuse for what's coming up today. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
For Brad, 824 Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's Terry Cook, and Terry certainly is talking about the spiritual implications of what's going on today. And basically, of course, there are two, as we mentioned earlier, there are two basically approaches to what's going on. Either we're involved in a political battle, and certainly between the Republicans and Democrats, and maybe we'll get a lot of good Republicans elected the next time around, and we'll get back to the good old days, and we'll start bringing our jobs home from overseas, and the employment will pick up, and of course we'll get back to the good old days, or we're involved in a spiritual battle, and God is going to bring his judgment on this nation, because America has turned against God, and when the nation turns against God, God brings judgment. Terry, pick up the story.
Yes, and the scripture says, Stan, that God gives us a sound mind. And he implies by that statement that Satan gives his people unsound mind or mental illness. And again, I want to say that Dr. Michael Savage has written a book called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. In other words, and I agree with him fully, in other words, if you're a liberal, which is socialism, which is i.e. communism, which is i.e. Satanism, you see, all these terms are meant to confuse you, but the bottom line is, if you don't know God, you will have an unsound mind. And Dr. Savage says in one of his books titled Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, basically, if you go left and become a liberal or a socialist or a communist or a Satanist in disguise, you have become mentally ill. And that's why you can't truly argue with a liberal. They're mentally ill. They're completely brainwashed to the point where there's essentially no salvation for their mind. And by that, I mean very few of them that have been completely brainwashed and have gone over to Satan's left, Satan's communism, will ever come to Christ and regain a sound mind. They won't. And Scripture tells us that the majority of the world will wonder after the Antichrist, follow him and say to themselves, gee, who is like this guy? This guy is incredible. Who could not follow this guy, you see? And that's what's coming. So in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus gives us a picture, a few examples of what is indeed coming or what will be prevalent and what will be happening during a final generation. Now, Jesus says in Matthew 24 that there'll be one final generation. And we're that generation. There's no doubt in my mind. Now, many generations before us have been mistaken. And they thought World War I might be this time, and World War II, and even earlier than that, you know, some chaos or whatever. But the technology was never there for the mark of the beast. And as Dr. Tom Horner and I put in our recent book, which is now out of print, Beast Tech, and I lectured at the Prophecy Conference in Florida, the title of my lecture was, We Are the Beast Tech Generation. And the reason I titled my lecture that is because no other generation heretofore, no other generation previously, no other generation before our generation was even capable of doing the mark of the beast technology. It wasn't there. You see, we had to have microchips and satellites and advanced electronics and miniaturized everything and Wi-Fi waves and you name it. And all of this stuff has pretty much hit us in the past three or four generations. You know, of course, the radio was invented turn of the century a long, long time ago, 100 years ago. But all of this rapid escalation in improved technologies of all sorts from all directions simultaneously has never happened in the history of the world. And so in the period of one short generation, and the Bible describes a generation as being anywhere from 40 to 120 years. But generally, it averages out to be roughly 70 years, you see. So after World War II, and of course, initiation of, or the reinstallation of Israel back home in 1948, we know that we're the final generation. Exactly when it will end, we're not sure of, because Jesus said we would not know the exact day and hour. But we would know when it's near, even at the door, and that's what Matthew 24 tells us of. And so I just want to read a few verses, and let's understand that if you really want to comprehend where you are in biblical history and where you and me and Dr. Stan, where we're all going to go in this generation, break out Matthew chapter 24 and read it very, very carefully. And so I'd like to go and just start at 24 in verse 3, because that's when the Lord's people came up to him at the Mount of Olives, and they said, Lord, tell us what the signs will be of the end of the world. And I'm synopsizing. I'm not reading it. We don't have time in the next 20 minutes to go through this word for word and do a commentary. So I'm just going to synopsize it a little bit, by paraphrase it a little bit, saying that they wanted to know what the signs would be of the end of the world. They thought that perhaps it might be their generation. Well, no, there were about 2,000 years to go, because the gospel had to be preached to all the world, according to Jesus, and it hadn't yet been preached to many people anywhere, you see. So God's merciful. He had to spend 2,000 years spreading the gospel all over the world, so the generations after Christ's first appearance would have a chance to come to the Lord. And that's where we are now, and the gospel nearly has been preached to all the world for a witness, so the end will come very shortly. And verse 3 says, Lord, tell us of these things. What will be the indicators of the end of the world? And Jesus responded to them with many verses as follows. But the first one, he said, in verse 4, the first admonition, the first warning, Jesus said, and he said it many times, he says, take heed that no man deceive you. You see, now, who's the author of all deception? The devil. The devil made him do it. You see? So who was the liar from the very beginning? Satan. Who is the deceiver? Satan. Who is our adversary? Satan. Who do the politicians generally follow? Satan, with few exceptions. And those exceptions are being harassed out of office, you see? And so, you know, the bottom line here is, listen, folks, you can make it quite simple. There's either God, who is Jesus in the flesh, or his adversary and all of our adversary's follower, the demon. And those are about to be released on earth like any other time since Noah's Ark, you see? And they occupy men. They occupy men's bodies, women's bodies. They become witches and warlocks. And they walk around in human bodies. They look somewhat normal, but they're possessed, you see. And they're doing Satan's will, just as we children of God attempt to do God's will. We're not perfect. The only thing that makes us perfect is that Christ saved us from ourselves by simply giving us the opportunity to believe in him. That's it. He died for us. He did all the work at the cross. And all you have to do is just believe that, and you're saved. I mean, what a merciful God we have, huh? I deserve to go to hell. You know, I didn't murder anybody. I've never murdered anybody. I've never committed any crime. I have no criminal history whatsoever. But I still deserve to go to hell. And look at Paul and all his writings in the New Testament. He actually murdered Christians before he got saved, and became one of the most useful instruments in the New Testament for God. But he actually persecuted and murdered Christians during those early days. So anybody can get saved if they truly want to get saved, but few do. Many are called, few are chosen, you know the scripture. But Jesus said, the first thing he said out of his mouth, he says, take heed that you not be deceived. And that's where we are today. Virtually everybody, you walk on the street, you tell them or talk to them about anything, and they're totally deceived. And you mention the Bible, and they smile at you as if you're some nut. It's only going to get worse, ladies and gentlemen. The persecution is coming as follows. Now, you might want to write this acronym down. I think I invented it. I haven't heard anybody use it but me. So here's what's coming. The PPE acronym covers it. PPE means persecution, that's starting now. Then prosecution. So you got persecution that's going to turn into the government making it illegal for you to be a Christian, kind of like Islam in Arabic countries. It's illegal. It's a death sentence. literally a death sentence if you convert to Christianity, okay? It's soon going to be that here. That's why Obama is planting so many Islamics in the White House. The White House has already been taken over by communists, and now they're bringing in the communist Islamics to finish the job, you see, because that's the Antichrist system. And that's why I wrote a book called Comrade Antichrist. You might want to get a copy of that, too. Terry Cook, Comrade Antichrist. Very enlightening. Just about 200 pages. Not light reading, but lightweight, because it's only about 200 pages. Some of my books are 700. But you might want to get a copy of that if you really want to understand that the Antichrist is going to lead world communism. He's going to be the head of the Communist Party. He's going to be the head of the Islamic religion called the Caliph. In English, it's kind of, most people pronounce it caliphate, but it's actually pronounced, I believe, correctly, caliph. And that's forming right now as we speak. Get on some conservative websites and read the news. The caliph is coming to power. You know, the caliphate is the way we pronounce it based on its spelling, you know, phonetically. But look for that word, C-A-L. Just look for caliphate, okay? And that's the Islamic Messiah. And the Islamic Messiah in Islamic writings, if you read Islamic writings and read what they say about their so-called 12th Imam Mahdi, Stan, it's interesting to note that Joel Richardson is perhaps, in my opinion, one of the finest researchers out there in that regard. And I've read many of his books, and it's interesting to note that he has researched that the Islamic writings about their so-called Messiah identically match what our scripture has to say about the coming Antichrist.
And I think it's really very interesting that I don't think most people have thought this through, but that actually the Antichrist is going to be a Muslim. Would that be your estimate?
Yes. Now, whether he looks like a Muslim is really not important. I mean, look at all the white Caucasian people that are going over to Arabic countries and converting into Islam and then joining the Islamic armies over there. I saw a picture of one just this morning. He was a redhead, a white American-looking redhead. I don't know if he was an American or not. But, you see, it doesn't really matter whether he looks the part physically or not. It really doesn't matter whether he looks like an Arab or not. He may or he may not. I don't know. But the caliphate is probably going to be a real Arab, or their people would not accept him. But anyhow, he's going to be a communist Islamic. Period. That's it. He's going to be. And you see, because the Antichrist needs a phony religion that'll behead people for not worshiping him. Scripture says, Matthew 24, that there'll be no other time like this. It'll never be repeated again. And that deception will be rampant. And then chapter 20 of Revelation tells us that the Antichrist will require your worship. You can't have his mark of the beast mechanically until you decide you're going to worship him. You see, that's what the devil wants. He's always wanted that. For 6,000 years, he's wanted to be worshipped. He wanted to be God in heaven. That's why God threw him out and threw him down here upon us. You see? He wanted to be God, and God threw him out with all the angels that followed him, and those are the fallen ones, and they're demons. And they're all going to be released again during the final 3.5 years called the Great Tribulation, and that's coming fairly soon. But before that, we need a good war, and that's being staged right now. As Stan said earlier, all these things are being orchestrated. World War III is just over the horizon. If this coming war in the Middle East becomes the Gog-Magog War, as described in Ezekiel 38 and 39, that's about 2,500-year-old prophecy, if this coming war is that war, then Scripture says one-third of the world will die in that war. Now, we have about 7 billion people on Earth. Imagine what would happen to the world. Imagine how the rest of the world thereafter with 2.5 billion dead bodies all over the world. Imagine what the world would demand after such a horrific thing happened, basically World War III, the Gog-Magog War, whatever. So you see, with 4 billion people remaining, roughly, they would all demand a new world order of peace and safety. Well, Scripture says That's what the Antichrist will promise. And it says, when he comes, he'll promise peace and safety, and thereafter sudden destruction follows. You see, because the devil always lies. He'll promise you the moon and give you a moon pie in your face. You see? He always lies. If you expect any truth from him, like Obama, I've only verified that Obama has told the truth twice. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm serious. Twice have I been able to detect that Obama has told the truth. And here's one of them. When he said he's going to give us peace and hope and change in hope. I'm sorry, he didn't say peace. He promised us change in hope. But when he promised change in hope, most people didn't ever ask him to define that. I mean, what was so wrong with America that we needed to change and we were hopeless? Well, nothing. But he's a communist, and so he's got to tell us we're going to get change, which is change from capitalism to communism, i.e., from capitalism to Satanism. Okay? And then hope, he actually should have said hopelessness. So, see, he told the truth there about change, which is an age-old communist lie. Promise them change. Don't tell them why you need the change. Just promise change. Things will be better if we change the world to communism, which has always been a lie and always will be a lie. And then the second time around, during the second election, he says, okay, let's move forward. That's the same exact campaign slogan that Hitler used with the Youth Corps. And the Youth Corps under Hitler actually sang a song for him. Forward, forward, Fuhrer, Fuhrer. You see? And then Homeland Security, Fatherland Security came along. For the Gestapo police state. And then the NSA creating all their electronics and surveillance so that there is absolutely no escape from an electronic web called Beast Tech. And that's where all this is going, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I suggest you get on your knees now. If you're laughing at me, that's fine, because you only have to answer to God. I'm just one of his disciples. Dr. Stan is one of his disciples. We're here for a certain reason. We never planned to get here. I'm sure Dr. Stan can tell you. He was a very successful medical doctor, surgeon. I've done a lot of things. I never planned to do what I'm doing today. But God's appointed us to do these things because he says this gospel shall be preached to all the world for a witness so that people can come to Christ. Once they've had an opportunity to hear this, whether they accept or reject, then the end of the world shall come and the great white throne judgment shall happen.
Well, hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
God bless.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to point out that I do believe we're living in prophetic times, and I'm certainly not a prophet. I'm not a theologian, but I do recommend certainly very strongly Pastor Billy Crone's set of DVDs. There are 9 sets, each with 5 or 6 DVDs in it. It's called The Final Countdown. The Final Countdown, we recommend it to you. We hope you'll be able to get it, and you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927, because Pastor Billy is trained as a theologian, and basically, as you watch his DVDs and where he's gotten a lot of his DVD footage, I don't know, but if you watch this, I think you can understand that we truly are living in biblical times, in prophetic times. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to suddenly educate people about what's taking place. And I think we're moving Terry has said, into a financial crisis. It's not a matter of if, but when. And basically, even the head of the Bank for International Settlements within this last week to 10 days has made a statement to that effect that there's going to have an orchestrated contraction of the world economy. And it's, as he says, it's far better to orchestrate this, certainly, and to control what goes on than just to have it happen. And so basically, the man who heads the Bureau of the Bank for International Settlements, which is the central banker's central bank, is certainly doing everything he can to prepare the world for this economic contraction, which he thinks is coming and which I think is coming. And so as far as the war is concerned, I don't know how anybody can watch and see the unfolding events over there in the Holy Land, in the Middle East, in the Near East, without understanding these are all orchestrated. They do not make logical sense. And certainly when we have people on, we're going to have, I guess, Barry Shamish later this week. They'll be bringing us up to date on the things that are going on over there. We do hope you enjoy Barry Shamish's analysis of what's going on, because I think he has an excellent grasp of what's going on. Purely from a Jewish point of view, he doesn't understand the spiritual significance of what's going on. But he does understand the hypocrisy of so much of what's taking place. And believe me, this is hypocrisy. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're preparing for a major war in the Middle East. Now, whether this will be the final war, we don't know. Or whether this will be another, a prelude to another larger war, we're just going to have to wait and see. All we can do is ask you to pray for America and to pray for revival and pray for our leaders and our ministers. And if you're in a position financially to help Radio Liberty, we can certainly use your financial help. We have many, many financial obligations we have to meet to maintain our network of stations. So if you are in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, don't be bashful at all. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to join us in Radio Liberty financially, we hope that maybe you will pray for Radio Liberty as you pray for our provision and for our protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program here with a fascinating program coming on with our good friend, Paul Fletcher.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in a battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, the views of our good friend Bob Fletcher, who's been involved in this battle going back to the 1980s, has put together a number of DVDs. He's testified before government commissions, and now he's in the process of certainly putting together a DVD. He's been working at this for, well, he's sort of been sabotaged over and over again because he's going into the fact that the elite, for whatever reason, you may want to conjecture, but the elite are preparing for very difficult times. They're militarizing our police because they know there's going to be civil unrest in America. They're suddenly buying massive amounts of ammunition, far more than they would ever use even for a war against the American people. They've laid in massive supplies of food. They suddenly have set out underground facilities where the elite can go. And basically, of course, they have set up their electronic surveillance society where they can listen to everything we say, watch so much of what we do with cameras. They know there's going to be a major problem. We could disagree as to what that problem is going to be. But the world we have known in the past is not going to continue existing. And certainly there are many, many people who give many, many reasons why these things are happening. We're just going to have to wait and see. Bob, it's good to have you with us tonight. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Stan. It's good to be here again. Well, we I want to touch base on a couple of different things. There's a lot of unusual things and events have popped up here in the last couple of weeks. Well, we're waiting to get our DVD finished and backed up here from California. So I've been sort of treading water, taking care of other things, and of course expanding into trying to keep track of what's going on. And first off, this is, like I say, I want to kind of hit on a couple of different things. But I discovered a speech, and it was only a day or so ago, a speech that was done by Obama, President Obama. And it's literally, it's almost the speech that those of us who have been chasing the bad guys for so many years, who have been pursuing New World Order, one world government, of course, that's basically that whole concept has sort of been denied by those people that are pursuing it and the people that support those persons that may be pursuing it. You know, they say, oh, no, that's not really, that doesn't really exist. They're not really trying to do that. Nobody's ever really trying to do that. And they always sidestep that reality. And I found this speech. I'd recorded it, and I want to see the whole speech, because sometimes things are taken out of context and can be deceiving. But I heard Obama, and I actually had film on it, with Obama doing a speech before a group of high-level personalities in a large, pretty large convention-type audience. And he actually said, and I'm just going here by paraphrasing here because I don't have it right in front of me, but basically he said, as for the concept that we have been working towards for so long, creating a one government.
Hold that thought. Cut that thought. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Fletcher. And Bob was simply saying that he has actually gotten some film of suddenly the President of the United States, Obama, giving a talk to one of the elect groups and talking certainly about how they're preparing for this. Was it for the world government?
Right. Basically, and again, I'm paraphrasing. I should have. And it was secondary to myself wanting to talk about this, but it bothered me so much. I really will get the entire text in proper form and go back over it and bring it. You know, we'll bring it back maybe next week or sometime. But basically, and again, I'm paraphrasing. What he was saying was, he said, and this is almost the exact words now. He said, "We know that the average American cannot handle his own affairs properly and take care of himself appropriately. And so until they surrender to an all-powerful single government, we must continue our efforts to accomplish the new order." And basically that was the essence of what he said. And I couldn't believe it. And like I said, I physically saw the film and I have it. And I have to, you know, get it back so that I have it, you know, word for word. I like to do things that way anyhow, you know, but, and it was really mind boggling because, you know, up to this point in time, you would never hear a seated president say anything like that and have it recorded, you know, not certainly in, available to the general public. And I fell off of my seat when I received this thing. So, anyhow, I just wanted to mention it. I want to put it out there that it actually does exist, and I will see to it that I get back and give it the, you know, verbatim and try to find the date and to whom he was speaking. It was pretty big, like a convention hall filled with people with you know, champagne glasses in hand. So it was rather, you know, that type of a gathering. That it was the first time I've ever heard a seated president talking directly as to the pursuit of world government, and including on the, in the, you know, to say something like that we know that the average American is unable to handle his own affairs. I mean, that was, you know, like, wow, where did he ever come from to come off with that kind of verbiage? It really blew me away. But anyhow, that is just strange. But what's been bothering me, putting that aside, kind of on a back shelf, so to speak. Now, what's been bothering me is, it's kind of personally, the Yellowstone Park. You know, a big point of that you mentioned, my new DVD that we're finally getting into, going to be able to get that thing out. That's primarily on the basis of fact that the New World Order upper echelon elitist have been stealing all of our money in such giant amounts, matter of fact, worldwide, to create good survival locations for themselves on the basis of the incoming of Planet Nibiru or Planet X, and having it come back, and that they are aware of it and they are concerned about it. And so, therefore, have changed many, many things here in the last few years and decided to spend a tremendous amount of money to hide themselves away, et cetera. But there are a tremendous amount of earth changes going on in the last, I'm going to say the last 4 months, actually. Actually, I guess since the beginning of the year, so it'd be 6-7 months now. But the Yellowstone Park, I happen to live, actually, I'm probably, no, I suppose it's 800 miles away, but it's due west. You can almost draw a line from my backyard directly traveling east to the Yellowstone Park. And they're having extraordinary activity there now, and everybody's aware that we have what's considered to be actually probably the biggest potential volcano in the world lays right there underneath the Yellowstone National Park.
And I'd heard recently that some people had estimated it was twice as large as they'd ever estimated it before.
That's correct, and that's part of the new information that I have, that they have recently discovered it is probably 2.5 times bigger than they anticipated. They've now measured it to be, and these measurements now are pretty accurate. They're very scientifically done. They're done seismographically, where they actually are using electronic impulses, and they can do a complete three-dimensional picture of the cauldron and what's going underneath, what is bubbling and boiling beneath the ground at the park. And they do that by shooting these electronic impulses, audio impulses in and out through it and around it. And it actually is exactly like having an X-ray taken at the hospital, and it gives them a perfect picture of it. And the bottom line is, yes, it's considered to be 2.5 times larger, and believe it or not, 400 miles deep is how far this thing runs now. I mean, it's what they've got the picture of, which, of course, is unbelievable. But what's been going on that's bothering me, literally, they've had to close off several sections at the park and near the geyser, their main feature there that blows off every, whatever it is, every 35 minutes or something like that, the big tourist attraction area. They've had to close off the roads because the roads are now melting. The asphalt at the Yellowstone Park roads are becoming so hot, they are melting. Now, that's as of 2 days ago. All right. Now, additionally, they've been doing they track CO2, carbon dioxide is one of the primary things that they track, and also sulfur dioxide, and they measure that. That has been increasing all around in the little fissures, little openings that come out. The amount and percentage of that is increasing. This is a typical, actually a precursor to eruption on other volcanoes. This has become one of about four methods that they measure the potential of a serious volcanic action. Matter of fact, it was, I believe, in Italy a few years ago, just a couple of years back. By measuring that, they decided that there was one that was going to blow. They got the people away, moved the people
was
away.
Was that Vesuvius or what?
No, it wasn't. It was another one, one that we don't commonly think of, and I don't happen to have the name of it, but it was, I think, I'm pretty sure it was in Italy and or in that area, to put it that way. And anyhow, the point was that they were doing this measuring. It increased radically. They decided to evacuate people, and within 4 days, it did blow. And they actually saved whatever it was, 6,000 people that were living close to this particular volcano. Now, the ground is also rising around in a circle around the primary center for the Yellowstone, the volcano there. The ground not only has been going up, but it also, they have a new means by which they measure by using the GPS positioning satellites. They measure the ground moving outward. So what happens is not only does it start to slowly move up, become rising, so to speak, in a circle. It also, the Earth itself is pushed so that a given point on the ground would move outward in a circle around and away from the main cauldron area on this thing. So they've been measuring, and they are getting movement outward also. And then, of course, only about a year or so back, they had the largest earthquake there that they had in 43 years. You know, whatever it was a 7 or something like that, or 6.5 in that general area, which was the highest that they had had. And so the bottom line is it is really getting rather serious with the potential the super volcano blowing at Yellowstone. Now they're still playing it down, and see, nowadays, because of communications and what have you, and so many amateur seismologists and what have you, now they're keeping track of it. So it's kind of hard to just completely, tell people it didn't happen. But it is happening. They're trying to play it down. So far, they're still saying, "Oh, it's not that bad, or it's not that important, and don't worry about it, what have you." But they are not letting anybody go on or near the immediate roads, because the tar of the roads themselves have gotten so hot from underneath, they are melting. They are turned into, I think somebody described it as being the consistency of porridge. So when once a roadway, any place at all, because of a beneath the a heating situation, becomes so messy that it's like a bowl of porridge, that's pretty spooky. Because it means, quite obviously, there is a serious increase in the temperature directly around the Yellowstone geysers and also spewing out the carbon dioxide.
Now, go right ahead.
Well, I was going to say, additionally, that going with the gas, there are certain plants that are around, planted there, naturally planted, that have been dying off and being affected because of the carbon dioxide in the air, in the immediate area. It's kind of like the canaries that they used to take down in the mines to watch out for gas. When the gas got over a certain point, the canaries would just die, and they knew they had to get out of the mines.
Okay, well, hold that thought. We'll be going to be back in just a few minutes with Bob Fletcher. Does this foretell something major coming about? We'll just have to wait and see. We'll be right back.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Fletcher. And Bob is simply pointing out that there's real problems there in Yellowstone Park, that the ground is heating, the ground is moving. The roads there are certainly turning to mush adjacent to the geysers there. And basically, what does it mean? I don't know. Go right ahead, Bob.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like I say, they almost regardless of what happens, which has been at least every month or so since the first of the year, they're having these extraordinary events and changes, little groups of earthquakes in the general area there. But they still, of course, are, you know, kind of poo-pooing it. It's again one of these real problems, a civilian problem, so to speak, because you can't tell people, you can't say, hey, we think you better move out now, because obviously you get into the potential of chaos and rioting and people, running over each other trying to get out of town, which of course is eventually going to happen. They'll have to bring in the military to oversee it and all the rest of that. That's a pretty big deal if you're not really sure. I mean, if you did that and evacuated several hundred thousand people out of a given area and then nothing happened, well, then it just really becomes a ballistic problem. It's just really, really crazy. But so they're kind of, again, kind of over a barrel in terms of talking much about these. But in terms of the total potential of this thing going, of course, if it this again is called the super volcano, and the total amount of potential earth, so to speak, blowing out of this thing if and when it takes place, number one, it of course really becomes an earth altering event. It would probably, if it blows as a super volcano, when it does, because it's going to do it again, it has done it two or three times that they've been able to historically go back on. But if this goes to the full extent, what happens is it blows up, and then the jet stream and what have you, of course, takes all of the ash and everything else, or moving it eastward across the entire United States, and they calculate that it would put us into what they refer to as a nuclear winter, where the sun would actually be blocked for several years, and it would just be holocaustic. It would be a situation of, the death of all sorts of crops, and then, of course, not even talking about people and the rest of the problems on that side of it. The ash from these things, like from St. Helens, that was right up here close to myself, where we're located presently, when that fell, It did the same thing, but in a very small amount. You know, the Yellowstone supervolcano would be like a million or two times what took place at St. Helens. It would be, it would blow as much as 240 cubic miles of debris 25,000 feet in the air. So anyway, it's just, you know, it's something that commonly you can't even grasp. You know, we can't even imagine the total effects of this thing. But the one over here, the St. Helens, when it blew, it's several hundred miles away from Idaho, where we are. And nonetheless, it left. And now we had moved up after that event. That event was about 1983 when that took place, when St. Helens blew. But the town that we are in now had 6 inches of soot on the ground from the volcano in St. Helens, Washington, which was several hundred miles away. But if we can imagine in terms of a couple of million times worse from the super volcano if it blows at Yellowstone. So,
well, something to contemplate. And ladies and gentlemen, well, I believe we're living in very uncertain times. I believe, of course, that America has turned against God. And we certainly think when a nation turns against God, God will allow these supernatural events to happen. And is this going to happen? We don't know. But something that's just watch, keep your ear to the ground. And we'll be back in just a moment here with Bob Fletcher as he suddenly analyzes some of the things that are going on behind the scenes, which you're not going to hear about through the regular channels, because the media is rigidly controlled by 6 corporations that largely determine what the American people read, see, hear, and ultimately what they falsely believe.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
In this yet, Mom?
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Bob Fletcher. And Bob is at the, just taking us into some of the things that are happening behind the scenes that you're not hearing about. But, of course, Bob always has his ear to the ground, has access to information that you're not ordinarily going to get. And, Bob, I'll pick up the story from there. Is there anything else about Yellowstone you want to talk about before we go on?
So to speak. I guess it would be the connections. When I saw that there was so much of this pretty rare changes going on there, you have to look at that, you know, carefully, and the science was looking at it pretty carefully and cautiously because of the size and the magnitude of that thing laying under, right underneath our feet, so to speak. And even though we've known a lot about it, like you say, now it's considered updated information that it is 2.5 times bigger than previously thought. And it's interesting, most all of the volcanoes of the world, by the way, that's another point. When I got looking at this and saw what was going on, I researched the worldwide, and I discovered that, in fact, presently, there are as many as 54 or 55 volcanoes acting up around the world. And now when I say acting up, I'm talking where they actually over the last 6 months have actually blown their top to varying degrees, of course, some of them seriously and some of them being reactivated, but not what we would call seriously hazardous. But that's a lot all at one time, and those, for the most part, are interfaced. They're connected because they lay on the line of where the different plates of the Earth come together, the faults that are in a big kind of a huge semicircle curving around in between all of the world's major land masses. But that is common, that obviously where those crevices and the openings are and where one plate hits up against another, where we have earthquakes, those obviously also are the best places for volcanoes to have developed over the millions of years that the Earth's been developing. But Yellowstone has actually punched a hole originally hundreds of miles, if not 1,000 miles, away from the closest meeting of the plates, so to speak. So it's kind of unusual. It has unto itself enough power and strength to actually press up through the surface of the ground and through the top of the Earth without being on a weak spot, so to speak, where all the rest of them are. But the fact, again, that we have actively some 50-something volcanoes taking place, the increase in earthquakes has been tremendous in the last 2 years. It's almost like on a steady incline in the numbers of quakes that would be, let's say, more than a 4 or 3.8 or 4.5. And then, of course, going up from there, they become really serious. And they've been taking place all over as well. And then what they found out, again, recently, because of, I think there's been a higher concern on big volcano activity, they discovered with some new equipment that there are entire strings or chains of volcanoes under the ocean that are just like the super volcano underneath Yellowstone. It's these huge pockets of melted magma that's pushing close and actually not erupting at this time. But with the new equipment, they've been able to locate these, and there's a whole bunch of them, a large number. Actually, and there's 15 of them in one chain, I know, that they had discovered that they have now great pictures of under the water, under the ocean. And again, it's something that never was a concern before. But we saw what happened with the tsunami that hit Japan a couple of years ago. And that was from a very small, really a very small earthquake movement under the ocean several hundred miles out from Japan, as what they considered really very, very tiny movement in terms of quake movement. And it did that gigantic tsunami. If we ever had one or three of these volcanoes, which are pretty big and pretty, let's say, close to popping through the surface underneath the ocean. If that happened, we would have tsunami difficulties. And again, it's rather a whole new thing for people that have been following volcanic activity around the Earth. And again, I just it's all that sort of interface. They tend to be a situation where if one will get big enough to blow through the surface, it certainly pushes two or three others closer to doing the same thing. So it's kind of just something else to look at. Here I was worried, and of course I certainly am, because I'm sure that I, in my mind, along with some of the other folks studying it, I am sure that we have the incoming of Nibiru one more time in the fairly near future. And of course, when we have a giant planet come back like Halley's Comet and zip around the sun and go back out again. But this thing is so gigantic, if and when it should arrive to come close around the sun, we will have unbelievable amounts of problems on the face of the Earth. And, of course, I'm all of a sudden here I realize that a volcano or two, like the supernova under the Yellowstone Park, if it blows, we'll have that before we even have the Nibiru problem. But I'm not sure. It's kind of like a race of like which terrible event might take place first.
And of course, it's all speculation, ladies and gentlemen. But basically, remember that from my point of view, why America has turned against God. In fact, this has happened over in Europe as well. And suddenly we find, in reading past history, that when nations and societies turn against God, why terrible, terrible things happen. Go right ahead, Bob.
Yeah, and there's no question about it. If there ever was a point in time where a good house cleaning, and I hate to say it from that point of view, because it's, in reality, we would be talking about like in the Nibiru situation or the Yellowstone. If that was to go, it would be a terrible loss of life. And of course, destruction of cities and what have you. And again, the Yellowstone problem would be something that would be worldwide. It ends up spreading that the sun being blocked around the entire globe from all of the debris, and it takes so long for something like that to clear away that it would just stop the growth of plants. It would interrupt all types of manufacturing, all things of that sort. Life would be just radically changed if that happened. And if there ever was a time for a full house cleaning to be carried out by God, it certainly is that time, because of, like you said, the turning away from everything that's godly and respectable on the face of the earth. It's happening all over. I mean, we have the Israeli situation and the Palestinian problem over there, and the radical Islam movement that is directly teaching their young that they'll go to heaven quickly if they kill a Christian. I mean, this type of an attitude on the worldwide political scene, of course, has gotten so totally out of control. There's nothing that makes me sicker than to hear two adult people, you assume they're reasonably educated, on two sides of the fence telling each other that you stop bombing first or we're never going to stop. And then the response is, if you don't stop bombing us, we're never going to stop. And you have a skirmish disagreement between these two factions and two different ideologies among themselves in the Mideast, the Far East, the Mideast predominantly now, where both of them think that they're right 100% and that by their own biblical, the Quran, and their understanding of it is that if they kill their neighbor that is of a different faith, that they're going to be moved into heaven more rapidly and sit at the side of their God. You know, it's just mind-boggling. I see these babies and infants and children that are being blown up on the basis of whose religion is superior to whose religion. You know, and of course over there it's just different. It's different community beliefs, so to speak, between a couple of the Shiites and their opposition to the other and I saw
Shias and Sunni.
The Sunni and the Shiites, I guess. And they've been doing it. Their argument goes back 2,000 years. They were fighting and locking horns with each other at least 1,000, if not 2,000 years ago. It just goes on and on and on. I mean, it's just so outrageous. And again, the time for a house cleaning, I think, has come. And I hate to be the witness to seeing what will take place if any of the things that I'm concerned with actually take place within a short period of time. And the reason, or a big part of the reason that I got into it in studying this and making discoveries in this direction is because the elitists at the highest level are absolutely positive that this or something similar to what I'm talking about is about to take place. And they've been taking, stealing the money, transferring funds, making things disappear out of budgets, and putting it into these underground facilities, preparing themselves to survive against a situation that is almost going to be a non-survivable situation. Because going back 3,600 years, the last time it was reported that this planet Nibiru came by close around the sun and back out, the last time it passed through, it created Noah's floods and all of the horrific readings that we see in the Bible about the storms of meteorites falling from the sky and what have you. It's all part of the return of Nibiru, and it's all very biblically written about. It's written by many, many, almost every historical religious writing goes back. When you go back that far, it has a report of this circling of the planet of the crossing, or it's called the visiting star for the Chinese. And they had extremely good reports in their historic writings about the return of the flaming dragon, the visiting star, the star of Nemesis. It's got all these different names, but it really is this one single planet that is supposedly heading back around five times the size of Earth. And it's not necessarily being considered to strike the Earth, which would be the end of everything, but it is considered to be, believed to be, going to come up close enough, go around the sun, and go back out, and it'll be dragging millions of miles of debris behind it. And therein is one of the biggest problems that we would have, and that is that when we are on our regular orbit circling the Earth, and this big planet will come around and back out, dragging millions of miles of junk, and we will pass through it two times. And the mathematics on it by astronomers is calculated, again, this is all just assumptions, but it's calculated that we would take about 1 hour to pass through the debris field, and then it'll be a couple of days, and then we will go through the second debris field of it going back out. And we will go through it two different times. I believe it's about a month or two between going through one and then going through the other. And when that happens, we will be totally pulverized by meteorites and what have you hitting the Earth, not to mention the gravitational effect that a planet passing through our system, being five times the size of Earth, what kind of a gravitational effect? And it's, again, calculated that it would yank the oceans right out of the seabeds and throw it up, several hundred miles inland on every coast of the entire globe. And again, that would be the repeat of Noah's floods.
And I think it's people can go up on the internet and look up Planet X or Nimuro, and there's all sorts of scientific studies and responsible information there that is being blacked out. Now, is this going to happen? I don't know. I mean, that certainly could be something else, but I think that something big is about to take place, something major, and I think that you would agree with that, certainly, wouldn't you, Bob?
Oh, yeah, and again, I've kind of zeroed in on the return of Nibiru because of discovering a handful of little things that they all fit into the puzzle of to what it may or may not be that has scared the big shots that have their hands on our money and where they've gone and taken that money and built all these, 100 of these underground facilities in just in the United States. And to find out that Russia had built 5,000, now not necessarily as big as the individual ones we have, but they have built 5,000. So it's a global thing. And it is something of such a large magnitude that it would scare these big shots that have their hands in our pockets up there, so to speak, enough so that they've been actually canceling other projects and moving everything to, let's say, assist themselves in developing their hideouts for this event.
And there is going to be an event. What it is, we're just going to have to wait and see. Our best is, I guess, is Bob Fletcher. Bob, I'm going to have to want you to hang on just for a moment because I want to get your telephone number out and so people can get in touch with you. Hang on. We'll be back in a moment.
Sure.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest has been Bob Fletcher, and we were so enthralled by what he was saying that we forgot to tell you how to get in touch with him. Now, Bob has a number of DVDs, about 9 of them he's put together. They're all excellent. We recommend them. And I want you to go to his website or call him and get the items. Bob, how can people get in touch with you and your ministry and get your material?
Well, on the the best way is you can go on a computer, and it's BobFletcherInvestigations.com. That's BobFletcherInvestigations.com, and that'll put us where you can look at our catalog and go from there. Or, of course, they can get most all of my material through your ministries as well. And, of course, if you wish to do that, that's fine. But it's BobFletcherInvestigations.com. And if we do, we have 1 minute left.
Here we got 1 minute left. You go right ahead.
This is I have the speech. This about 30 seconds of Obama announcing the world order. Listen to this.
National order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
Can you believe that?
I can believe it. I can believe almost anything, Bob.
That's unbelievable. We have that entire thing. I've got to put it together properly so that people can go over it. It's unbelievable that a seated president of the United States would come forward with that, and that was in 2014. That was this year. Okay.
Well, Bob, thanks for everything you do. We look forward to having you with us again sometime very, very soon.
Thank you very much.
God bless. Okay, that's Bob Fletcher, and I hope you'll go to his website and certainly get his material. We think it's excellent, and certainly we appreciate having him here on the program on a regular basis. And whether it's Project Planet X, or whether suddenly it is an explosion of a major earthquake, suddenly a major volcano, whatever it is, I really sincerely believe that God is going to bring his judgment on America. And I would ask you, why wouldn't God, if he's a just God, bring punishment on this land? Now, that doesn't mean that suddenly those of us who are Christians are not going to have options. And this is why we need to begin making our preparations now to understand that we are going to see the economy that we have known right now. It's booming. Stock market's up, but it's only temporarily. The Bank for International Settlement has released a statement saying that they are going to guide the coming recession. And because when they talk about that, remember the Bank for International Settlements is the central bank's central bank. And it sort of takes care not only of what's going on in America, but also out the rest of the world, throughout Europe. And I think there are about 54 of the major countries that belong to the Bank for International Settlement. And they're talking about suddenly regulating this recession that is about to come about, I believe, all across the world. How soon will it come? I don't know. What will the incident be that will begin to precipitate this? I don't know. But make your preparations accordingly of that there's going to be a contraction in the world economy, and the world economy is already not doing very well. There's tremendous poverty out there, and it's going to get a lot worse. They're going to destroy the value of the currencies, and an awful lot of people are going to end up being impoverished. And of course, I believe this is part and parcel of God's plan of bringing judgment upon America, bringing judgment on the world, because the world is turned against God. Well, this is the time I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us. And if you're in a position to help, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty and help us financially,